Book 7, Canto 1. The Joy of Union, the Ordeal of Foreknowledge. Page 472 to 473. Although with a vain imaginary bliss of fiery union through death's door of escape, she dreamed of her body robed in funeral flame, she knew she must not clutch that happiness to die with him and follow, seizing his robe across our other countries, travellers glad into the sweet or terrible beyond. For those sad parents still would need her here to help the empty remnant of their day. Often it seemed to her the age's pain had pressed their quintessence into her single womb, concentrating in her a tortured word. Thus, in the silent chamber of her soul, cloistering her love to live with secret grief, she dwelt like a dumb priest with hidden gods, unappeased by the wordless offering of her days, lifting to them her sorrow like frankincense, her life the altar, herself the sacrifice. Yet ever they grew into each other more, until it seemed no power could rend apart, since even the body's walls could not divide. For when he wandered in the forest, oft her conscious spirit walked with him, and knew his actions as if in herself he moved. He, less aware, thrilled with her from afar. Always the stature of her passion grew. Grief, fear, became the food of mighty love. Increased by its torment, it filled the whole world. It was all her life, became her whole earth and heaven. Although life born, an infant of the hours, immortal it walked, unslayable as the gods. Her spirit stretched measureless in strength divine, an anvil for the blows of fate and time. Or tired of sorrow's passionate luxury, grief's self became calm, dull-eyed, resolute, awaiting some issue of its fiery struggle, some deed in which it might forever cease, victorious over itself and death and tears. The year now paused upon the brink of change. No more the storm sailed with stupendous wings, and thunder strode in wrath across the world. But still was heard a muttering in the sky, and rain dripped wearily through the mournful air, and grey, slow drifting clouds shut in the earth. So her grief's heavy sky shut in her heart. A still self hid behind, but gave no light. No voice came down from the forgotten heights. Only in the privacy of its brooding pain, her human heart spoke to the body's fate.